Because all problems have solutions. It's physics. It's the law of nature. Where there's a question, there's an answer. And your desire for success will be matched with fulfillment to the extent that you show up to your calling. When you move, I move, says the universe.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to day four, my friends. I am super excited to have you in the room today. And I noticed yesterday as we were reviewing the chat that there's a little fear involved, right? And really, as I said on, I think maybe day one, is that if you're not scared, you're not on your growth edge. And if you're not growing, we're dying. So, you know, there's no such thing as staying the same. And entrepreneurship is a journey of self-discovery and stepping into a new identity and a bigger vision and just like a world that you've never experienced before. And I want you to, if you're afraid and you're anxious and you're not sure about this, I want you to borrow my confidence. I'm going to lend it to you. Because when I introduce myself again today, I have some things to share with you that many people don't know about how fearful I have been in my past lives and how much courage it really took for me to step into this role. And I think, as Kelly said, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. When you have a lot of things happening in your life, when you experience a lot of trauma, and in many ways, the corporate world can be trauma producing for women leaders. And, you know, there's a lot of fear. I think the corporate culture sometimes operates by fear. You know, you have your KPIs, you have your goals, you have your midterm review, you have your annual review. You know, how well did you do? 360 reviews. What does everyone else think of you? And so now is a great time to really step into the she you want to be. And you are limitless. You are unstoppable. And everything is possible for you. And it's just a matter of being willing to feel the fear and do it anyway, and be in a room like this of other women who will support you and cheer you on. So let's dive into day four. And today we're talking about your preeminent position or prominent position in the marketplace. So takeaways from yesterday, I'm curious to hear from you in chat. What was some of the insight or some of the questions that you had about yesterday? So when you thought about pricing, when you thought about how to package your services, what were some of the insights that came out for you or some of the questions? Anyone want to share?
For me, I mentioned already, I'm questioning what I thought I was going to be doing, but there would be a need to use subcontractors. And I wondered how I would use the calculator tool in that instance.
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay, so that's your top line revenue. When you're employing others, right, you're paying them. So calculating your profits is a different calculator. So that's top line revenue. Then you would have to say, okay, well, what would I have to pay my contractors and how much of that do I actually keep? Mm-hmm. So it'd be a little bit of math on the side.
Okay.
Yeah, that's top line revenue only. It doesn't calculate your profits.
So mine would be the marked up price or the full. So if I had I'm just making this up. I would show us $1 million contract and I'm going to have to farm out 500,000 of it.
Okay. Yeah. So we can talk. If you booked a one-on-one, you know, we can look at those numbers together and maybe even do some calculations on the side. Cool. Hey, Hilda.
Hi. You know, I've been to many different kinds of opportunities to get better. And I decided, yep, Hilda, you just need to sit back, reflect, and get better again. So it still means you still, it's the numbers game, and you know, you validated it. I just loved your revenue calculator because it's there. And I plugged in numbers last night and I looked at all the stuff. So that was good. I think the bottom line for me is that really there is no shortcut, Hilda. All of those things they tell you, you need to do, and you still have to make those phone calls. But I think the illumination was, don't make it look like it's just a numbers game and grunt work. Because if it is grunt work, it's going to look like that and you're going to sell like that and no one's going to want to buy from you when you feel like you're whatever. So I think the illumination was, that's the numbers, Hilda. You love people. So you just keep connecting and one of those will turn into pay dirt. And if I can just compare getting a sales to being pregnant, you know, you're trying to get pregnant every month and you worry about whether you're going to get pregnant or not. And then all of a sudden you get pregnant and it just shifts. Everything shifts. And I was frustrated because there's a couple of things that have been coming, but didn't come. And I made a phone call today because we need to do this. And I was rewarded with, okay, Hilda, we're still go, but we need to delay this. We need to modify it. And now we're doing 350 people training. So I'm trying to calculate the numbers and the modest income I put in last night. I can achieve that just with this clock. So
yay, one client, one friggin' phone call.
And one, like, it's over, you know, it's six figures, right? It's six figures.
So,
and now I feel pregnant. So I'm very happy. Well, I don't want
to now, after this call, Hilda, you call 10 more people because you've got the energy. Your energy proceeds.
I'm going out to an event tonight. I was out in a breakfast meeting this morning. I'm going out to a woman's event this night. So that energy will just shine.
Strut your stuff, girlfriend. Strut your stuff. All right. I'm going to dive in again. All right. So this is one of my favorite photos of all times. Like, I want to be her. I want to have that feeling. I want to have that energy all the time. And Hilda, this was such a great segue because this was the energy that you brought into the room. It's like, yes, you know, so what we avoid, what we're afraid of, like being afraid of rejection or making up in your head that, you know, someone's going to say no, or they're ghosting you, or whatever the frig you've got going on in your mind is total BS. And this is what I mean by stepping into a new identity and stepping into a new belief system. So we're not doing the CEO mindset tomorrow. We're doing the CEO calendar because of the time of year it is. But I will weave a little bit of mindset in there. If you show up tomorrow, I'll do a very powerful meditation with you when we get started. So I'm going to jump in. Thank you for this. So I want to tell you a little bit about what I've overcome. So for those of you who are feeling anxious, anxiety is usually a trauma response. And trauma is something that I used to think was, oh my God, well, it's traumatizing if you were abused as a child or if you had a horrible accident or something really bad happened to you. But what I've learned as I've gone on this journey is we all experience micro traumas in our lifetime that influence our nervous system and how we feel comfortable in certain rooms and how we operate and how we behave. So my trauma started when I was 5 years old. I was on television. I don't know why. I was a very shy kid. I don't know why my teachers, you know, sometimes they pick you because they think this will be good for you. She'll go on TV and she won't be so shy. Well, it was traumatizing. I fell flat on my face on national TV and was just done with being on stage and being in front of people. And of course, because of my background and having parents that were so performance focused, I became a hyperachiever. And the flip side of hyperachievement is hypercriticism. So I also became hypercritical of my own performance, which caused a lot of anxiety in the corporate world. I suffered from low self-esteem. I avoided public speaking. And when I became a leader of that business unit, and I used to have to stand up at all company meetings or town halls or lead in sales training efforts, my voice used to quiver. And so I'm on stage here, but I'm on stage here at the first program that I ever invested in when I made the leap after corporate. So this was a year-long program. It was called Six Figure University. It was $10,000. And I'm on the success panel here because I was the only one that was at that point creating regular 10K months. So I was hitting my first six figures. It wasn't replacing my salary, but I was hitting my first six figures. So I became a trained extrovert. I learned how to do this. I became comfortable doing this through practice and through mindset work. And now I'm a frequent speaker. I speak in all sorts of networks, which is what we're going to talk about today, is how you get the visibility to create a prominent position in your market. I launched the podcast, Life After Corporate, right before COVID. And so that gives me a voice out into the community. And of course, now a lot of people are searching for the term Life After Corporate. And I began to trust my decisions to invest in my own growth because I was able to see the return on those investments. You were on Romper Room Tuesday. That is so funny. Oh my God. So what stands in the way of you taking action? Anxiety, not knowing what your close rate will be, the uncertainty, will people want to buy what I'm selling? And anticipatory fear is a trauma response. And so before we get into the content of the training, I just wanted to put this out in the room that what you're feeling is your nervous system reacting to change. And so the potential of change. And when there's an opportunity on the table to invest in yourself, that will cause anxiety, that will cause fear. And so just expect that. And tomorrow I'll do a very powerful meditation with you that will help you get past some of that. Because all problems have solutions. It's physics. It's the law of nature. Where there's a question, there's an answer. And your desire for success will be matched with fulfillment to the extent that you show up to your calling. And that's what today is all about. When you move, I move, says the universe. And Hilda was a perfect example of this idea today. When she moved, the universe moved. She just got six figures because she moved through her own discomfort and made a friggin' phone call. Because entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey, and great rewards await those who trust themselves and trust in their mission and trust in their higher purpose. Whether you believe in God, the universe, doesn't matter. Entrepreneurship will kick up all of your stuff. And it is a spiritual journey because you are growing in a way that's beyond learning. It's growing in a way that is becoming a new version of yourself. So today, we're going to keep a pace because we have the secrets to client attraction. I want to talk to you about messaging that works. We're in a state of business right now where everything is content, 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 content. So your messaging really needs to be dialed in and stand out from the crowd and stop the scroll. And we want visibility that really pays off. And when you meet Sheila today, who's going to join us later, Sheila is just coming off a full fall speaking at conferences and industry events. And I haven't spoken to her since she's gotten off the road, but I want to hear what the outcome has been from that greater visibility strategy. Because when you do that, you get reliable referrals. And when you have reliable referrals, then it's not so much effort to go out and get new clients month after month. People are coming to you. You have intake. You've activated referral partners just by your very presence in the networks you show up in. You are getting constant referrals. People are saying, I heard you speak. I saw you speak. If you met me in a network, if you met me in Chief, Elevate, Luminary, Entrepreneurista, would love for you to type in chat, where did we meet? And just as a proof point, and if we met through a referral, type referral. So let's talk about how to create a prominent position in your category so that you're the blue umbrella in a sea of white umbrellas. So here's some questions to get you started. And you might want to write these down. Where are your ideal clients gathering today? And what messages will grab their attention and get them to take action? And this step is aligned to our day two, which is proving demand. Once you prove demand, you understand in a very intimate way where your ideal clients are struggling and how they think about their problem, what types of solutions they're looking for, and what types of returns they're expecting. And those conversations are the fodder. In fact, every conversation you have is fodder for this. Hilda, if you give me permission, I might even write up your little story in a social media post later on. So number one is to find your tribe. Discover the professional networks where your ideal clients are gathering. And now is a perfect time because we're coming off of COVID and everyone wants to be in person. So there are conferences, in-person events popping up all over. And find out where your clients gather online and off. And then connect the dots. You know, what do they need to know? What are they talking about? What is the current conversation? What are the things that they're confused about? So right now, AI is huge, right? So how does AI fit in? Is it ethical to use AI? Is AI content copyrightable? And, you know, I think energy precedes the sale, right? So I think your energy and your unique voice needs to come through your content. So there's no AI tool that's going to be you right off the bat, right? So you want to be sure that you are starting by creating your master messaging. What is it that you want to be known for? What is it that you're convicted about? And where can you contribute content that they will find of value? So how do you choose the right network? There are networks that are specifically designed to be referral networks. There are professional networks. So Elevate Network is a network of professional women. Chief is a network of women leaders in corporate. I belong to a network called The Dames, which is a referral network. I know I hate the name, but they're amazing, amazing, amazing women entrepreneurs. And we collaborate. We have connection calls. We figure out how we can refer to each other. There are industry associations that might be aligned to your industry. If you're in marketing, maybe AMA is an industry association that you'd be a part of, or Adweek or something like that, where there are events and conferences that are available for you to attend. So we want to network, but we want to network with intention. And networking with intention means it's just not a one and done where you're showing up in the room and you're having a few conversations with people and you promise to connect afterwards and then you forget. We want opportunities to grow our list, you know, the mailing list or your CRM system of the people that you're consistently nurturing and keeping connections with. So become a member of these groups and offer to speak. And because of my neurosis of being shy, especially in rooms of people that I don't know, I always volunteer. And that's how I created such a strong position in Elevate Network. I volunteered to run the entrepreneur segment of Elevate Network. And I did that for 3 years. I spoke in front of the community. I recruited other members to be leaders with me in that group. We curated conversations. We formatted the networking events. We created all the content that was delivered in those sessions. And that allowed me to take a leadership role. And Elevate Network is one of my primary referral streams today. And it didn't happen. I didn't think of it. I didn't have the foresight to think that that's what I was doing. But then when I was working with clients and I was so high in Elevate Network, my clients would join the network. Well, what happens if you're in a room of people in Elevate Network and someone's starting a business? My name is very likely to come up as someone you should go speak with. And that's evidence of how that works. And it's not smarmy. It's not sleazy. You're actually coming from a place of service. And the next one is women rarely ask. And this one trips me up all the time, too. I rarely ask for referrals. And people who know you, who love you, or who are in adjacent to you in your category would love to refer to you. So ask for referrals. Actually cultivate those referral relationships and recruit those referral partners. So number two is, and if you belong to a network where you're getting referrals, which are the referral networks? So some of them are, well, all networks, you can cultivate referral partners, but the Dames is a network that I belong to. Another one is The Advance, which is run by Kelly Roach. That's part of her organization. So there's a couple around. So point number two is disrupt the narrative. So stop sounding like everyone else in your category. It's so boring. It really is boring. My friend Julie Catino, who is a branding expert, she was Richard Branson's VP of branding at Virgin Media, and she's our branding partner in the Launch Lab. She's adjunct faculty there. And she goes, wah, 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 when your messaging is bland and it just sounds like everyone else and there's nothing differentiating about it. So it's important to identify the one thing that is your secret sauce and be bold and thought-provoking in sharing it. I think women are too afraid of rocking the boat or making people nervous or being controversial. And at a time where there are now 1 billion members on LinkedIn, you can't afford to play it safe. You really need to go out there and make your views known and heard. So disrupt the narrative with scroll-stopping messages. And what I mean by that is giving people a new way to think about an old problem. Go against the grain of common wisdom, right? So what's one way I go against the grain of common wisdom? One is about pricing, you know, pricing based on what you're worth. And instead I flipped it and said, well, what's your return on advantage? So understanding that going against the common wisdom, you know, no one's purchasing your self-esteem, like full stop. Those are things that are scroll-stopping messages. Another one I put out there is like, you don't have a fear of failure, you have a fear of success. And it's that fear of success that's holding you back. So get personal with a personal story. And if you haven't been prominent on LinkedIn up until this point, or Instagram or Facebook, whatever your platform is get personal with your story of like why you're here, what matters to you, what are some of the things that you have overcome, and encourage conversation. Because we're all looking for conversation. No one wants to be spammed by links and direct messaging. So what we want is we want connection. We want people to see us, to understand us, to be able to provide something of value and be consistent. This is not a one and done. Like, oh, sometimes I'll look at the LinkedIn profiles of people who connect with me and I realize I haven't posted anything in a month. And so it's really hard for me to get to know you and what you're about if you're not posting and there's no conversation to pop in on. So how can you change the narrative in your space? So your bonus homework is to write down, and this is not in your workbook, so I just put this in because I think this will bring you some clarity and maybe create some fodder for your upcoming social media posts, or maybe even your talks, your webinars, your workshops, all the things that you do to get people into the room to make a decision on whether it's time to work with you or not. Write down what your clients believe their problem is, and then write down the most common response your competition would give to that problem, and then flip the script. Create a disruptive headline that would stop the scroll and get attention. And then add a call to action. So what is it that your clients or your prospects are to do once they see that post? Is it to join a roundtable? Is it to download something free that will help them overcome their current challenge? Is it something that will give them insight? So the pricing calculator is our number one downloadable asset. And that we readily give away for free because it gives immediate insight and gets people on our mailing list. And then we start having a conversation. So consistency plus uniqueness equals prominence. So take a screenshot of that. It's not in your workbook. Consistency plus uniqueness equals prominence. And Sheila just joined the room and we're going to talk with her recently. And Sheila is a master at scroll stopping content and speaking with impact. And I'm excited to talk to you, Sheila, because I know you've just gotten off the road. She's a coach and consultant to women in law. When we met, I hope it's okay to say this, you are undercharging, overworking. You're a reluctant writer or reluctant on social media. And your visibility wasn't so consistent. And what we did was we raised your fees, increased your visibility. And I'm sure you're exhausted from the fall speaking tour you've just been on. And she has scroll-stopping stories. And if you follow her LinkedIn, she loves to create metaphors with pop culture and tell stories about why women are holding themselves back, especially women in law. And you'll also hear from Wendy Hultmark today. She's a former HR director, and she's an IPEC certified coach. She's everything DISC, and she's also a team behavior coach. She joined the Launch Lab, and she had to pivot because her original idea was not grabbing hold of the audience. And so she pivoted from mid-level to senior leaders and changed how she serves clients, because alignment matters. Your alignment with your audience and your alignment with the transformation that you deliver needs to be something that is met with demand in your market. And if there's no demand, then we don't want to create a marketing strategy around that. We want to shift and pivot to where the demand is. So she focused on building out high converting assets with a honed message, and she's now part of the Reliable Revenue Mastermind. So it's your turn. Do you have any questions so far? Was there anything that came up today?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Let's take some questions.
Can you give some examples of one secret sauce and a bold, provocative way of sharing it?
Well, I gave a couple, you know, so one was return on advantage, fear of success. There are a few more that I've been pulling out there, but that's me. So your secret sauce, your powerful message is going to come from you. And if you want to grab that link to my calendar, I'm happy to workshop it with you. So that would be what I'd say. But everyone has a scroll-stopping message inside of them. Sometimes it takes someone else to help you pull it out. So thank you for that. We'll come back to questions later. But welcome, Wendy. Welcome, Sheila. Do you guys know each other?
No, I think we were not in the, our programming did not overlap.
No, Sheila, you were a couple years ago, so you're further along than Wendy is right now. So Wendy was in the Launch Lab, was it earlier this year or last year?
End of last year, I think.
End of last year. So Wendy, I think people would love to know what was going on with you before we started working together. Where were you in your entrepreneurial journey and what was going on?
Yeah, I think I was feeling a little unclear about, yeah, I heard the tail end of what you were just saying, Deb, about your kind of your scroll stopping message. And I think I was just kind of lacking that clarity about what was unique to what I was offering, who I really wanted to offer things to. I was lacking confidence in my pricing, pretty much everything that leads to a, you know, successful business. And I think most of all, I wanted, you know, just to feel like I knew what my strategy was and where my clients were going to come from.
Yeah. All of the questions that probably many of the people in the room are facing today as well, who have recently left corporate. What was the Launch Lab experience like for you? First of all, why did you decide to join the Launch Lab? And then what was that experience like for you? Because I know you had to pivot in the middle when we discovered, oh, the original idea isn't the idea that's going to stick.
Right. So first of all, I had come to know you through, you know, some of your leadership at Elevate, and I really developed some trust there based on, you know, your knowledge and your, what you were willing to share with people. So that certainly helped me in my journey. But the program itself really offered a lot of what I was looking for there. And I think the reason I decided to make the leap, I mean, sometimes you just sort of know, like, you know, I kind of sat with it and I, on some level, I just kind of knew like this was the group I wanted to be a part of. But I also came to see that as a business owner, I was going to need to do some amount of investment on kind of a consistent basis to develop and grow. I mean, I had no business experience in this sense. I'd never started a business. So it felt like a really important investment.
Thank you. And when you got through the first market research phase and had that feeling like, oh, maybe this isn't the original idea I had, you know, how did you handle that?
Yeah, it was a little unsettling and frustrating because it you know, it's some work to do. But as you taught, and I totally agree with it, I mean, what if I hadn't done that work? You know, like, what if I, you know, just went forward with my blinders on and, you know, put a lot of work into building something that didn't really, you know, kind of land? And so as much as that felt like a little unsettling and disappointing at the time, it was so important to my journey overall.
Yeah, it's so important to get that clarity. So thank you, Wendy. And I want to jump over to Sheila because there was a similar experience for you in the Launch Lab too, right? When you had two different audiences that you were attracting, you were getting traction on one and not the other. So Sheila, welcome. And Wendy is a leadership coach and consultant, as I introduced. And Sheila is the founder of Focus Forward Consulting, working with women in law. Sheila, talk about why you joined the Launch Lab and what that experience was like for you.
Before I left corporate, I thought about what my quote unquote business plan was going to be and what it would look like. And then you have your friends and family who recommend you and you start to, you know, have some business come in. But I realized early on that that is not a sustainable model, that you have to increase the sales funnel and you needed to have a way to nurture people, bring them into the sales funnel and nurture them the whole way through. And in talking to Deb, she had a system and on how to do that. And it made a lot of sense to me as to how, you know, what the processes were, what this, and because I'm a sort of a process person. I like being, I mean, you have to make it your own based on what she was saying, your own special sauce and your audience, but having that framework to rely on to grow your business was really critical to me. And I doubled my business while I was in Launch Lab. So it really did work. And the beauty of it is that it's not just that 6 months when you're doing these systems and procedures, it processes, it goes beyond that. Because a lot of people, as Deb will tell you, I've had people in my funnel for a year, year and a half, and all of a sudden you get the phone call and they're hiring you. So it really is a long-term endeavor, but I found having that framework extremely beneficial.
No, oh, thank you, Sheila. And, you know, I remember there was some resistance to raising your prices.
There's a if we talk today, I'd still have that same, but I've gotten better. Like, I know I have to do it.
Yeah. And we also found out that, you know, while you had great traction with inside counsel, that the women in the big law firms or even the medium-sized law firms were harder to reach. Has that changed at all for you? I know you've had this big speaking tour this fall.
And actually, I'm still on it. I just took off my tag. But it has. I mean, it's, you know, but it's speaking, you know, for me, because I have two, well, it seems like one market, women in law, they're actually very different. And so I've had to, you know, create messaging for both markets and consistently talk about that. And then I have some messaging that overlaps with both markets, but for the distinct differences, I really try to hone in those markets and also, you know, make sure I'm nurturing people I know who are places who can, as Deb said, help me get speaking engagements, get me in front of an audience or the right people.
And what has been the result of your increased visibility?
Last year, I was struggling to get to a certain LinkedIn follower funnel type thing. And I needed to do, I think my goal was to do 1,000 in a certain time. And it took me forever. And now I've done 500 people in like 3 months. So, you know, Deb's methodology of getting out there, talking to people, bringing people into the funnel, and just seeing your message is just really dramatic at the results. And, you know, I don't know how many of those 500 will become clients, but getting them in my funnel, I know is the best way to nurture people to make the decision to buy.
Yeah. And so Sheila is really consistent. So I highly encourage everyone to follow Sheila on LinkedIn. She's really consistent with her posting. Her posts are entertaining. They're fun. And I remember the conversation about a year ago when you said, I don't know, no one is really commenting. I don't think anyone is seeing it. And then you walked into a room at one of your networking events or conferences. And what'd they say?
I mean, I get constantly from people that I read you. I was just at this conference, you know, I stepped away to do this and I was getting, you know what, I look forward to your emails every week, which, you know, if some of us, you know, we get that weekly email from someone, we're not always looking forward to it. But I heard that from like four people today, which I, you know, is phenomenal. And I always hear from people that they're reading my posts. Sometimes it's the reason people reach out to me, I'm told, but it gives them a feeling of who I am and what it's like to work with me. You know, where if you meet someone once, they don't get it. So this is sort of opening it up. And I also do beyond the LinkedIn, you know, some webinars a couple, you know, X amount of times a year to sort of also expose people to my brand and how I approach, you know, my coaching.
Yeah. So the visibility really, really matters because, you know,
it's
guys,
critical.
Everyone is watching all of the time. And when you're not visible, you're just not visible. And when you're visible, they're watching, they're reading. When some tips for you, when you go into these rooms, these networking events, and you belong to these industry associations and professional networks, connect with everyone. Connect with everyone on social media who matches your ideal client profile. You're sitting on a mountain of opportunity that you're just not capitalizing on.
I spoke at a smaller event what was it, last week in San Diego. And I think there were about 200 women who went to this event and this was an event where they would give me the attendee list, which was great. And, you know, just based on that, you know, I added like 75 people and just, you know, people don't always check all their LinkedIn. So it's getting higher. And it's just, you know, like Deb said, you know, follow up with everyone because you never know where they're going to be or, you know, they might not need you now, but they may in the future or know of somebody.
Yeah. So Wendy and Sheila are here and I have not prodded them to say anything special to you. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask, if you're considering the Launch Lab, ask people who have actually been through the experience before. Does anyone have a question for Sheila or for Wendy? Hi.
Hi. So I have a question from both of you about the Launch Lab, but also the question is really related about commitment. And, you know, when you sign up for a program, you want to make sure you're committed because you want the most out of it. But then there are situations, and I'm speaking about myself, I've signed up for many programs, but I cannot even finish the programs because there are so many other priorities, whether it's just with family or maybe work-related. And that has been my biggest issue because I didn't invest in a program. It's like a business school for my own profession. And it was a lot of money, but I was not able to finish the entire program. And you do have lifetime access, but I haven't even touched it after my 12 weeks of attending face-to-face weekly meetings. Couldn't even keep up with the assignments. So I just wanted to get from both of you, like, I know I have to commit, but, you know, how did you do that? And what are some of your pearls of wisdom? Because I am going to be working with Deb next year.
I mean, I made a commitment to myself that this mattered and this was important. And if I wanted my dream of this business, I had to do it. And I mean, I just, you know, I blocked calendar time. There were things where if I missed a session, I would, you know, listen to it while I was folding laundry or whatever it was. But it was a real commitment to the work. And I think the work is, you know, I don't know how much the program's changed, Deb, since I went through, but I thought the work was for the most, there was one sort of segment that took a little bit more time. That was the market research, which was so critical for Wendy. But I found it very doable. And, you know, what Deb didn't say is I actually did it for both of my audience groups when I went through it.
Okay.
At the same time. So everything I did, I doubled up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And she got through it in record time. You get 4 months for the Launch Lab. She was done in 3.
Wow.
So Sheila really made a commitment to do the time. Wendy, what do you have to say about the time commitment?
Well, I think the program is as flexible as you can reasonably expect, considering how dense and rich it is. You take that awareness combined with what you know you have going on and make a determination as to whether this is the right time for that kind of program. I will say that, you know, I'm doing a next phase program with Deb right now. And one thing I learned from my experience with Launch Lab was I wish I had been a bit more engaged with the group and sharing what I was doing, you know, on a more regular basis with the group, because I'm doing that now. As Deb knows, I'm very quick to raise my hand and share what I'm working on, and it's invaluable. So what you do, I guess what I want to say is how you show up and how brave you are just to kind of like be vulnerable and put your work out there in front of the group is to me almost as important as the time you take in between sessions to do the homework.
Yeah.
But like I said, the way Deb designs and structures the program, it's as flexible as you can reasonably expect, I would say.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. So I really appreciate it because I know from my previous experience, I was not just not interested, but I did not even share anything. I was just listening.
Yeah.
Makes such a huge participation is key. And having that safe container to be vulnerable when we're figuring things out and we're not feeling confident is so important. And that's why, you know, when I narrowed down on my ideal client audience, I knew I wanted women who had corporate and professional experience only, because we share a common wisdom, a common vernacular, a set of experiences that is also valuable to the Launch Lab experience, because entrepreneurship can be super lonely.
And yes, I've noticed that about you, Wendy. And I, you know, you're going through the program. I look behind the scenes. I see who's watched the most videos, where people are. And Wendy is definitely the most dedicated to getting things done in a timely manner and getting that input. So I hope that was helpful.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to ask, Wendy, you were kind of leading me down this path. How do you work with the people in your group that are doing something similar in the sense that we're all trying to become successful entrepreneurs that earn a legitimate income, but maybe they have completely different ideas or completely different business models? Was it just the idea of the collective experience that you found most helpful, or was it the fact that they were launching such a different business that was really helpful? I'm trying to imagine myself doing it and what I've imagined incorrectly increases what I am going to benefit from, actually.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure I kind of get the spirit of your question. It sounds like you'd like to understand how working with a diverse group of business owners benefits or doesn't benefit your growth as an entrepreneur. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so my perspective on that is, first, I want to add to what I said originally about what I loved about Deb's program is that framework that, you know, once you put in your secret sauce, the framework flies. You have to figure out what your secret sauce is, and that can be a very involved journey. but so with that in mind, you put yourself pop yourself in a group of people who are doing different things, but you're all kind of, the bones are kind of collectively there, that like we're all kind of have the same kind of guiding, you know, tried and tested business principles to draw from. You actually benefit a lot from there being a diverse group of people. And I think that's true in corporate as well, you know, just a different way of thinking about things or different angle on the world, and feedback from people who come from a different background than yours is invaluable. So I thought it was really powerful to have that diversity. I didn't feel like I was in a group of people who I had nothing in common with.
Yeah, I would echo that dramatically. And in fact, I think if I was with everyone who was sort of in my market, it would have been a little more stifling, to be honest, because now and then you're like, not that, you know, we want to, there's enough pie in the world, but sometimes you don't want to be necessarily sharing everything in your thought process if everyone is sort of in your world. And I've learned so much and still do from my cohort. I'm still in touch with most of the people. Both I did Launch Lab and then I did Six Figure Accelerator, which I don't know if that's still what it's called. But in both of those groups, I have real relationships with those women and we continue to support each other moving forward. And the fact that we're a little bit different niches actually makes it easier to do.
Yeah. And so Wendy went through the Launch Lab. She's now in our new program called Reliable Revenue Mastermind. Sheila went from the Launch Lab to the Six Figure Accelerator before we had Reliable Revenue. And then she went through the Accelerator for 2 years. So because this is a spiral journey, it's not like you go around the circle once. Right? You're growing, you're learning, your market changes, the environment changes, your message changes, your business is growing, you need to add to team, you need to look at your systems and processes and put in automations and back end. So all of that is very different. But you're also in a room where someone might be an HR expert. And so one of our clients right now is going to do a peer-led session on adding to your team because she's an HR expert. You know, you can have someone who's a copywriter. I mean, God bless if we have a copywriter in our group, because that's super helpful to everyone in their messaging, and sales experts and just every flavor of entrepreneur, agency owners, you know, people who are building out larger consulting firms, solopreneurs. It's really valuable to have that diversity of experience.
And it gets you out of your silo thinking, because sometimes if you're in a certain environment and you're following people that are sort of in the world that you are going to be operating, your thinking can get really siloed about how you approach things, and it opens up a whole new world. And also, like, we had LinkedIn experts, which was great. You know, all sorts of different people with different expertise that you got to leverage for free. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Not for free, but
I think fundamentally, I'm a believer in the diverse experience. I think what I'm really expressing is some insecurity about, I don't know, I'm listening to all these things and it seems so like other people that I'm hearing even comment in this room are so much further along and they're so much clearer and they're such,
I mean, like, I'm not, you know, I went to some of these first meetings and I didn't know what the vocabulary was. People were talking about things and I had no bloody clue what they were saying or doing. And, I felt like the stupidest person in the room, but you start to absorb more and it actually pushes you more to realize like what you can do and that there is ways for you to get better. Like if you go in a room and you're at the same level with everyone and everyone's doing everything right, where's the growth?
That feels a lot like my corporate sales career.
Yeah.
And that's the difference too with all of my programs is that there's nothing cookie cutter here. It's like you're doing you and we have a system for you to figure out what your unique value proposition is and how you show up in your market and how you market. And you take what works for you and you just let the rest go. So I might present to you all different ways to create prominence in your category. You're going to pick the ones that work for you in your channel. So that's why I say one product, one channel, one marketing strategy, rinse and repeat, really get that engine running because too many people have this, you know, I'll do it once and then I won't do it again. You never build up the momentum. And so I know Wendy has learned that lesson and Sheila as well, is that you just get really consistent in your lane. And that's when you double your revenues. That's when things really start to work and pay off. I doubled my revenues in 2020. For those last 5 years, it's been an average of 70% growth year over year. I don't do a lot of different things. I do this. I love doing this. I love showing up in professional networks and leading groups of people or starting groups of entrepreneurship. It lights me up. I love community. I love being in a room with other powerful women leaders. And I learn so much from them. So
I did try some different things that were, you know, and some of it worked for me, some of it didn't. And that's okay. That's part of the process. You know, you don't know until you try. And then, you know, sometimes I tried again to see if it really didn't work or whether I should be, I don't know, fixing it or taking it a little bit different. So it's part of, you know, the learning process, but it's great to have a group to, you know, self-assess with.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us in the room. We're going to close out our session today. Thank you, Sheila and Wendy, for joining us. I know you're busy. Thank you for stepping out of the conference, Sheila. And let's continue with closing out our conversation today. You don't need to go this road alone. And I think that was the powerful outcome from the conversations with Wendy and Sheila is that having colleagues along this journey, having a place where you can go and ask questions and learn from others, people are going to be doing different things and you can learn vicariously through their experiences and decide whether or not you want to try. Frequently, people are doing webinars or live launches and they're attending each other's events, not only to cheer you on, but to also learn from you and maybe give you feedback on the side. So a bonus is Sell Like a Pro and Standout webinars. So Sheila does webinars. We all learn how to do talks that convert. So whether you do in-person workshops, if you do virtual workshops. So a webinar is not just a webinar. You can be speaking from a stage and use the same framework and give great content, tell fantastic stories, and transition into making an authentic offer for the audience. So that is a bonus to Launch Lab members. And thank you. Who has something that they would like to share as a takeaway from today?
I can say that I've been in one of your challenges before. And I think Sheila spoke, and just for me, it was like she's grown so much since the last time I even heard her speak. And so I think it's just a testament to show your growth of like continuing to do things uncomfortable. So
great to see you here too. Consistency and fear is okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Fear is okay. Fear is okay. We celebrate it. We don't let it stop us because if you let fear stop you, what happens? How does that feel? You know, when my mother passed, I want to cry, but when my mother passed about 5 years ago, I read the Mary Oliver poem called A Summer's Day. And the last line in that poem is, "What is it that you intend to do with your one wild and precious life?"
that's your choice. You know, fear can take you down, or you can say, hey, I'm feeling the fear and I'm going to borrow some confidence from my coach. I'm going to surround myself with other powerful women and I'm going to move powerfully forward. So take care. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow for the CEO calendar. How do you do this in all your time, right? How do you manage your time to get the best result? See you soon.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.